Hi, I'm Don Penn.
Yo, this is Maxi Priest, chilling with New Style Radio.
This is Linval Thompson, not the Control.
Yo, this is Mr. Cruz, and you're listening to the Big Bad Station, New Style. Keep it locked. Boom, boom.
I so green and even diamonds could shine so bright. I was lost in the darkness, but then she stole the night. Oh, I only talked to her maybe once or twice. Skin so golden brown, red lips with a vicious smile. She said,
Egyptian, before you place your hands on me, I just don't let any man take over my body.
She whispered softly in my ear.
I said, I hear you loud and clear.
Begging you.
That's just something I would never do.
I got it.
There's just something about you.
How can someone you just met make you fall in love like that? She's a fixer, coming fainting for a touch tonight.
And furious and in full effect.
It's the new, it's the new star.
That's right, New Star Radio 98.7. DJ Warrington in the building on the Dancehall Reggae Showcase, 6 to 8 p.m. every Saturday. We do it like this, live on the phone lines right now. We have the man behind the great song Hold You in 2010, which took the scene by storm, crossover mainstream hit. Got a new album out next month, October the 29th. It's called Sex, Love and Reggae. Who am I talking about? Live on the phone lines, we're talking about Egyptian. Good afternoon, Egyptian. Wagwan.
Mad. Good night. I'm doing my afternoon and what a night to me.
How's the tour been in Europe so far? I know you've been on tour, right?
Yeah, man, right now. I have a last show for tonight, you know, so everything's smooth. Everything went smooth so far. Nice, successful tour. Everything was sure.
What places have you been performing?
All over. I mean, Spain, in Portugal, in Holland, Sweden, a lot of spots, Belgium, all over.
And you know that the vibes over there is crazy, though, in Europe.
Yeah, tell them.
So, it's been 3 years since your hit track, Hold You, and which was a massive crossover hit in the mainstream. Did you expect the song to be so big because it went platinum, the single? Did you expect it to be so big?
Well, I never believe it at all. I never know. It was just another thing that to do, you know? And people just take on to it more than ever. So it's just a blessing, you know?
Was it true that the song bust in New York first? It was made in New York and then it became a hit like a year or so after. Is that how it went?
Naturally, man. We just in the studio. We just record a song in the basement at Ricky Blaze studio. And that's how it all escalated from there.
And it just went a hit after that. It just became big in New York. All the mainstream stations over there were hitting it. And after that, it just took over.
Yeah, naturally, you know. I have to just give thanks, you know, because you don't know as artists. These are the things that we really want to achieve. And so far, successful. So I have to give thanks to the most, you know.
Okay, let's talk about your new track, Vixen, featuring Angela Hunt.
Yeah.
Take it from your new album, coming out called Sex, Love and Reggae. How did the collaboration come between the R&B singer Angela Hunt and yourself?
I mean, naturally, it was the companies, you know, requested some of our some things overseas and different things, and they all started out, and we all get together in the studio, and vibes, nights, banter for nights until all these songs were just there, you know. Angela Hunt, very, very, very talented person. Very, very talented. Nice songwriter, etc.
It's definitely a name to look out for, though.
Definitely more.
So, you also participated in MTV, like Cover the World, and you did a cover for True Colors. How did that come about?
I mean, naturally, it was the fans, you know, the fans that voted on the internet, and they said, well, it was like a thing like everybody wanted the favorite artist to sing a song. So, they all voted, and I was one of their favorite artists that was in the thing. And then they voted for me to sing that song. And funny it is, you know, that song was a pretty much familiar song of mine when I was growing up as a youth, you know. And for me to get the pleasure to be singing it was a joy.
So that was one of your favorite songs, True Colors?
Yes, growing up as a kid until now.
Because the cover's really good. I'm going to play it later on, but the cover that you'd made was a real good hit. And you had so many hits over the internet. And talking about hits as well, you've also worked with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, you know, Snoop Dogg, well, it was like more like, we just freestyling in the studio, and you know, it was at radio station there in New York, and I was just there, you know, because getting my album signed because I'm a fan of the great one. So, and then we just started freestyling, and it all happened, you know.
And that freestyle has been on YouTube, it's had like 1 million hits already and counting.
Yeah.
What do you think about Snoop Dogg changing his name to Snoop Lion and being involved in Rastafarian culture?
Well, as the album is being reincarnated, so I mean, for me, it's no problem. It's all about uplifting the music to another level and sharing the music, because nobody really owns music, you know? For a super actor himself, to transform and doing our thing, that's a good look. You know, so for me, no criticism for Egyptian. His music, keep his musical inclined, naturally. Yeah, a lot of people might say he's trying to rip off, but come on, that's Snoop. He's already rich.
That's right.
So, yeah, he's been there, done that, and just, they say, reincarnated. So, the man just had doing things, and just sour music, and love our music. Likewise, a lot of us in Jamaica. A lot of us in Jamaica love their music from before we even started doing music. So, for to see him doing our own music, it's a good look. Showing that our music has power also.
So, talking about your new song, Vixen, what's the feedback been like overseas, like in the States and elsewhere in the world? Has it been playlisted on the radio stations, been playing hard?
Well, so far, yeah, they've been pumping it, because it's the new single from Egyptian now that is out for the album. So pretty much they've been giving it the strength, you know, giving it the strength. But I don't really know how hard they played it, because, as you know, I'm on this side.
Yeah, I hear you. So what's it like in Jamaica right now? Do we playing your music in Jamaica?
Well, naturally, no, I won't say we like the same thing, let's play. I know more in Jamaica is more like a household artist, you know? Somebody that they put on a high stool, sometimes probably the stool is too high that they put me on. But anyway, more time they play it, sometimes they don't. You know, but when they play Egyptian, they just see 5, 6, 7 Egyptian at a special day. Then probably next year, 1 Egyptian, and that's it for the day. The next day, probably 3, you know? But you have other artists that play more current than other artists, and that's the way it is that we just accept the fact. I know that's what the radio diss tracks are playing. I used to make it be a problem to me, but traveling overseas and see where the world is, how bright my future is, it comes like a walk in the park, yeah?
So it's more involved in like the DJ's hands and the station managers. The DJs pretty much get to play what they want, and that's why sometimes you hear certain songs and sometimes you don't.
Yeah, pretty much so. And no disrespect to them, but I mean, I think a lot of them are on payroll. I'm not sure, but I think a lot of them are.
Your albums have been doing well regardless. Your songs, hits like Beautiful Lady and Hold You and Now Let Go. The list is endless, and you're a big hit in Europe. But what do you think about the music scene as far as the mainstream side of it? I mean, there's not as much reggae and dancehall featured on mainstream charts.
Pretty much if you notice the charts right now, they are being reggae charts. They are being reggae music charted, but the thing is, not reggae artists. So I think they rather see their own at their own charts. <You know?
laughs> Tell us about your new album then, Sex, Love and Reggae.
Sex, Love and Reggae. A lot of people probably wondering, why is it Sex, Love and Reggae? But why are you wondering when it's Sex, Love and Reggae? Because everyone is familiar with these three words, you know? Sex is one of the biggest part of creation, the most essential part of creation. Love, that's what we need every day. Every single day that goes on, we need love. We need love in Syria, we need love in England, we need love all over, worldwide. We're bawling for love. So pretty much reggae, that's what I do. That's what I hear a lot of criticism and people saying reggae is dying, and then look who's doing reggae now. Snoop's okay, die. You know? But naturally, that's why I just put all three together and see the trinity, sex, love, and reggae. You know, it tells a lot about Egyptian. I mean, the music itself could speak, you know? You already get a view of the album.
Yeah, man. The music you itself so, speaks for itself.
You know, and so it speaks for itself, and it's also showing a growth of Egyptian's career. Throughout these years, I'm in the business, you see why. You know, because we all know it's not easy for you to be in the business for 1 year after getting a year in the business. Because, you know, it's all about crapping about, backstabbing, criticism, all sorts of things, you know? So, I mean, you just have to show you, and then you be the judge, all the fans, all the dictators, whatever, whatever. They are the judge, they are the one that said, this is a number one Egyptian. Likewise, I'm Denton now.
So you're going to be in the UK. What can the UK fans expect from you when you reach back to England?
As usual, music. I don't want to tell you there's going to be sun and then you look, it's rain. I'll tell you that there's rain and then you look, it's sun. You know, whenever there's the Egyptian show, so many females turn out. Now the brothers then start coming out. Now they know that a lot of girls are there at the Egyptian shows, you know. So pretty much it's not like girls come out to feel a real sentimental vibe, you know, to see what Egyptian, because a lot of girls love Egyptian all over the world, likewise Egyptian, musically. So there's going to keep sweet music coming. And yeah, I know we got a lot of more songs out there, and it's like, Wine Slow, you got Wine, you got One More Night, and et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, it's all going to be nice, it's all going to be smooth. I mean, it's a nice vibe in England, also. Yeah.
People, look out for the album Sex, Love, and Reggae out October the 29th. Egyptian, we're going to wrap it up because time's short. You've got a message to all your fans here in the UK and worldwide.
Yeah, man. Big up to everybody, man. Wish the world family, man. All of the Edwards, all of the Makowski. Everybody, man. All Jamaicans, all West Indians, yeah, man, man. Everybody that listen, tune in. I'm big up on yourself. Who know your name? Just know some talk to them. Same way. Yeah, big up yourself. Just one family, the chief is in town. Mad.
Mad. This Egyptian, take care of yourself. I'm going to leave it to you because I know you got a hectic schedule.
Yeah, man, show all tonight at the last night, so you don't know how much, you know.
Okay, then take care of yourself.
The biggest songs, the latest information, the greatest vibe, New Style Radio, 98.7 FM. It is New Style Radio.